You're listening to Banal Leakage, Episode 7, All the Love in the World. Seven episodes in, it's Banal Leakage, the podcast. Valentine's Day was on Friday. Did you get your significant other a special something? I did, and it's part of my shameless plug for this week. Those of you who have seen the Lego movie know the song "Everything is Awesome," and it's quite the earworm. I seem to randomly break out in the chorus for things that I like, you know, like Legos and scooters and, oh my gosh, just about every possible thing. So, everything is awesome. Everything is awesome. Oh boy. Enough of that. Let's dive right into the news. The East Coast has been pummeled with snow and ice the last few weeks, especially so this last week. The South is getting upwards of 2 feet of snow. They're not used to all this. Ice in cities like Atlanta brings the whole city to a screeching halt. Some cases, that screeching halt has resulted in many accidents on the highways and byways on the East Coast. So yes, places like the North and like here in Utah do get tons of snow on a regular basis, and we operate day to day with little interruption. But the South is obviously not prepared for these severe conditions, which is why it cripples so quickly. So to those of you in the South that are experiencing this, stay safe. You know, stay home if you can. Don't go anywhere. Just, you know, have other, you know, delivery services come to your house to bring, you know, water, milk, alcohol, whatever you need to survive. In a story completely unrelated to anything with love, Kansas has passed State House Bill 2453. It's known as the anti-gay bill to those of us who support equality. To the religious people, it is known as the Religious Liberties Bill, or Protecting Religious Liberties. Now, the bill allows pretty much anyone, including state government agencies like the DMV, to deny service to any same-sex couple, whether married, partnered, or perhaps roommates. So two men, two women, whether they're a same-sex couple, whether they're married same-sex couple that happen to reside in Kansas but got married in another state, or perhaps they might be roommates. It's up to everyone's perception, I guess. So the claims from the religious right are that they are under assault from these people, that they feel like they don't want to have their private business serve them if they choose not to. The state government can deny service to them, such as, you know, say they're coming to renew a driver's license or another, you know, state sanctioned law that they are trying to obtain, say like a business license or something. I mean, so it just goes way too far. You know, I mean, under assault, utter bullshit. You know what this is? It's an excuse to discriminate. These types of laws have no place in our world today, let alone the United States. But, I mean, there's other places in the world, other countries like Uganda, which is ready to pass their anti-gay bill. You know, we've gone through this so many times. We've gone through so many decades and centuries of discrimination. It's time to stop. So fortunately, Kansas, the Senate has put a halt to this bill, or I guess they've shelved it for the temporary time being. So hopefully there's enough backlash to where this bill will not pass, and Kansas will just have the distinction of trying to pass a discrimination bill. So those of you in Kansas, let your voice be heard. Call your state representatives and make it known that you do not support this type of discrimination. Dale Hansen, Dallas sportscaster for WFAA-TV, gives a brilliant rebuttal to backlash for NFL player Michael Sam. Sam is openly gay And there's been a ton of backlash from people that are really concerned about a gay player playing in the NFL. Again, why do we care about who plays? I mean, years ago, as Dale Hansen will outline in his brilliant rebuttal, there was backlash against black players. People thought that black players weren't allowed to play in the NFL. You know, I mean, this sense of entitlement, again, fucking stop, please. You know, I'm tired of all this. You know, people are so, we're humanity. We're humans first. We're part of society. We're part of the world. Where's the acceptance? Anyway, so Michael Sam coming, you know, to the NFL, Dale gives this almost 3-minute brilliant part of his sportscast recently. He outlines how other players that have been, you know, he goes into this rant. It's really cool. I have the link to the YouTube link on the blog post for this episode. But he goes into, this whole thing about how other players, well, gosh, so players that have killed other people, gosh, they're accepted. Players that have beaten women and have criminal records, they're accepted. Yet a gay player is questioned. I praise people like Dale, who raised the bar for the rest of humanity. I mean, he, you know, kudos to him for coming out and, you know, no pun intended, but and saying what he really feels, you know? I mean, and he's really honest in this piece. Go watch it. It's worth the almost 3 minutes. I mean, you'll really feel like maybe this is what people really need to do, is they need to just speak out more and against ridiculous discrimination. Again, this is not love. This is not acceptance. This is pure discrimination. And if we can't be good about allowing someone to play in the NFL who has true talent, who has the ability to play on a team and become a team effort to play football, let him. Who cares if he's black, white, gay, straight, whatever. He's got talent. Accept him. This week's rant might be familiar to those of you who follow me on Twitter. Tuesdays are too busy. How did it get to be that Tuesdays are busy? You know, and there's a lot of times on Twitter where people, I'll post different status updates and different tweets about how I hate Tuesdays. Tuesdays are just packed for me. I don't understand how it got to be that way, but I mean, for the most part, every Tuesday is packed. For example, every third Tuesday at my day job, we reboot production servers. It's a maintenance that we do, and it goes, you know, not all night, but it goes a long time, at least till like 9:30, and if there's problems later, like midnight. Boeing's on Tuesday nights. I don't mind Boeing. I do mind Boeing that goes 34 weeks on a Boeing league. It just doesn't become fun anymore. I quit the Boeing league and now I'm just a sub. So there's times when someone needs, you know, me to step in and substitute for them on Boeing night, by all means, you know, it's not so bad, but again, Tuesday nights. So I do have some control over what, you know, how busy my Tuesdays are. For the most part, you know, the other three Tuesdays at my day job are not as demanding, but, you know, it gets old after a while. And then there's other things that I really want to do. You know, there's writing events, there are movies, you know, I mean, just a number of things, you know, that I would rather be doing than packed schedules of my Tuesdays being planned. It's one reason why I really look forward to Fridays in the weekend, which aren't as packed. This week's shameless plug, Sherry's Berries at berries.com. No, they are not a sponsor of this podcast, but my wife asked for chocolate-covered strawberries for Valentine's this year. Not flowers, not chocolate, but chocolate-covered strawberries. So, you know, she placed this coupon that we got in the mail for Sherry's Berries, which was 20% off. And, you know, I went online and, yeah, okay, what the hell? Yeah, I'll do this, you know? So at the cost of $54 for 24 chocolate-covered strawberries, $17 of that was shipping, they were good, great quality. They tasted really good. They were packed well, as they should for $17 shipping. They arrived via FedEx. They had their own little ice packs in there, and they, like I said, they were really good. Next time, I'm going to go local. We have a lot of local places here that I'm sure can do just as good of a job and just as tasty. I mean, it's a chocolate-covered strawberry. How much different? But overall, I was impressed with Sherry's Berries and their product. Seven times a podcast, or something like that. And that's it. That's a wrap for this week. Want to leave feedback? Email podcast@banalleakage.com. Thank you for listening. And as always, if you can't be specific, just be random.